This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala abdihi wa rasulihi nabina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Amma ba'd, ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. I welcome our dear brothers and sisters in al-Islam. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. Bi'ithnillahi ta'ala, we continue our lessons in the Arabic language. We are currently going through the text Durusun fil qira'ati, lessons in comprehension. And we are in lesson number 4.2 bi'iznillahi ta'ala. Ad-darsu thani, عيد الفطر المبارك. عيد الفطر, عيد الفطر. So this is our عيد after the month of Ramadan. Fitr, what does fitr mean? Fitr means to break something, breaking our fast. We're having our iftar now. Excellent. Futur, iftar is called breakfast. Break fast. Excellent. Walhamdulillah. عيد الفطر المبارك. It is this blessed عيد الفطر. Mubarak. Baraka from baraka. Walhamdulillah. So the author states, جعل الله تعالى للمسلمين عيدين. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made for the Muslims two عيدs. عيد عيدان عيدين, two عيدs. كتاب كتابان, two books. Excellent. Remember Arabic, we have the singular, we have the dual, and then the plural. Whereas in English, we have the singular and then the plural. عيدين في السنة, in the year. We've read through the passage, walhamdulillah, in our previous majlis. هما عيد الفطر, they are عيد الفطر, وعيد الأضحى, the عيد of أضحى, أضحية. We are slaughtering, we are sacrificing, walhamdulillah. يأتي عيد الفطر في أول يوم من شهر شوال. عيد الفطر comes on the first day of the month of شوال. ويفرح فيه المسلمون, and the Muslims in it are very happy. On this day, on it, they are very happy. Why? بأنهم استطاعوا إتمام فريضة الصوم, because they were able to complete the month of fasting, the obligation of fasting, في شهر رمضان المبارك, in the blessed month of Ramadan. Ramadan is a diptote. We do not say Ramadani. We do not say Ramadani, but rather it is Ramadana. Ramadana. Excellent. وفي الأيام الأخيرة من شهر رمضان المبارك, and during the final days of the blessed month of Ramadan, يستعد المسلمون, the Muslims, they prepare, لعيد الفطر, they prepare for عيد الفطر, بتهيئة منازلهم, by preparing their houses, manazil, their homes, لاستقبال من يزورهم, to welcome those who will be visiting them, those who come for ziyara, those who come to visit, walhamdulillah. Zair is the visitor. وفي صباح يوم العيد بعد صلاة الفجر, and on the morning of the day of Eid, after صلاة الفجر, يؤدي المسلمون زكاة الفطر, the Muslims, they sought out زكاة الفطر, عملا بالسنة, in practicing the sunnah of the Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم. ثم يخرجون إلى المصلى. Then they go out to the مصلى. They go out to the place of prayer, the open place of prayer. ليصلوا صلاة العيد, to pray صلاة العيد. Excellent. ويستمعون إلى الخطبة, and they listen, all of them, they listen to the خطبة. وبعد ذلك يتبادلون الزيارات, and after this they exchange visits. I visit my cousin and my uncle and my grandfather, and this one visits the cousin and the uncle and the aunt, etc. They visit one another. والتهاني, and they exchange greetings to one another and well wishes to one another. فيزورون أقرباءهم, they visit their close ones. وأصدقاءهم, and their friends, وَيُهَنِّئُونَهُمْ and they wish them well, they greet them, بِحُلُولِ عِيدِ الْفِطْرِ الْمُبَارَكِ and they wish them well due to the coming of the blessed day of Eid. وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ مَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ تَبَارَكَ اللَّهُ يَا عَبْدَ اللَّهِ يَا أَمَتَ اللَّهِ. We've read through this passage numerous times, and thus we move on to the questions, inshaAllah. أَجِبْ عَنِ الْأَسْئِلَةَ الْآتِيَةِ إِجَابَةً كَامِلَةً كَمْ عِيدًا جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لِلْمُسْلِمِينَ. How many Eids has Allah made for the Muslims? Jawab, جعل الله تعالى للمسلمين عيدين في السنة. Allah has made for the Muslims two Eids in the year. Number two, متى يأتي عيد الفطر? When does عيد الفطر come? Jaid, when does عيد الفطر come? يأتي عيد الفطر في أول يوم من شهر شوال. عيد الفطر comes on the first day of the month of شوال. يأتي عيد الفطر في أول يوم من شهر شوال. من شهر شوال. Excellent. Number three. بما يفرح المسلمون في عيد الفطر. Why do the Muslims, why are they happy on the day of عيد الفطر, جيد? Why are they happy? جواب, يفرح فيه المسلمون. The Muslims are happy on this day. بأنهم استطاعوا إتمام فريضة الصوم. They are happy because they were able to complete the fasting in the month of Ramadan. Excellent. Number four. كيف يستعد المسلمون للعيد? How do the Muslims prepare for Eid? كيف يستعد المسلمون للعيد? جواب. يستعد المسلمون. The Muslims prepare لعيد الفطر. They prepare for Eid al-Fitr. بتهيئة منازلهم. By preparing their houses لاستقبال من يزورهم لاستقبال من يزورهم لاستقبال من يزورهم to welcome those who will be visiting them. MashaAllah. You know that, for example, the brothers in Jamaat, and so you have the istiqbal brothers, the brothers who do the welcoming of the new brothers who have come in Jamaat. Excellent. Then the next question, ماذا نفعل قبل صلاة العيد? What do we do before صلاة العيد? جيد. What do we do on the morning before صلاة العيد? جواب. وفي صباح يوم العيد. On the morning of the day of عيد. بعد صلاة الفجر. After صلاة الفجر. يؤدي المسلمون. The Muslims, they sort out زكاة الفطر. زكاة الفطر. زكاة الفطر. يؤدي المسلمون زكاة الفطر. يؤدي المسلمون زكاة الفطر. The Muslims, they sort out زكاة الفطر. والحمد لله. ما شاء الله تبارك الله. Exercise number two. حول الجمل كما في المثال. Change the sentences like found in the example. للمسلمين عيدان. The Muslims have two Eids. للمسلمين عيدان. The Muslims have two Eids. Let's change it now. جعل الله للمسلمين عيدين. جميل. Now you see it's not عيدان. It's عيدين. عيدين. Why? Because عيدين is now the مفعول به. جيد. It's the مفعول به. It's the منصوب form. It's in the منصوب form. So عيدان مرفوع form. And then عيدين and عيدين will be the mansub and majrur form. Similarly, kitabani, kitabaini, kitabaini. Kitabani is the marfu form. And then kitabaini is the mansub form. And similarly, kitabaini is the majrur form, insha'Allah. Let's see. عندي كتاباني, عندي كتاباني. I have two books. اشترى محمد, Muhammad bought. He bought two books. اشترى محمد. Will it still be kitabani? No, that's the marfu form. And the books here, the two books, they are the object. They must be mansubified. They must be fatha form. Jayid. And so, ishtara muhammadun kitabaini. Ishtara muhammadun kitabaini. Ishtara muhammadun kitabaini. Muhammad bought two books. Number two. في حقيبتي قلمان. In my bag there are two pens. أخرج خالد قلمين. خالد removed. He exited. He took out two pens. That's the object. What did he take out? He took out two pens. So قلمين. قلمين. Excellent. Number three. في فصلنا نافذتان. في فصلنا نافذتان. In our classroom, there are two windows. نافذتان. مرفوع form. Now let's turn it into the object. فتح بلال. Bilal opened two windows. نافذتين. It's the object. فتح بلال نافذتين. Excellent. Number four. لنا مدرسان. We have two teachers. لنا. We have two teachers. مدرسان. سأل حامد. Hamid asked. He went and asked two teachers. سأل حامد مدرسين. سأل حامد مدرسين. Number five. في الفصل طالبان. In the classroom, there are two students. في الفصل طالبان. في الفصل طالبان. There are two students. رأى صالح. صالح saw. رأى صالح طالبين. Object. منصوب. مفعول به. رأى صالح طالبين. صالح saw two students. Excellent. What did Salih see? He saw two students. MashaAllah, tabarakallah. Exercise number three. They give us an example. يدخل الطلاب الفصل. The students enter the classroom. يدخل. They entered. Who entered? الطلاب. The students. Where did they enter? الفصل. فصل is the object, the place wherein they entered. Then another sentence. يجلس الطلاب. The students sit. يجلس الطلاب في أماكنهم. In their places. Two separate sentences. Now they're going to join them together. Let's see. يدخل الطلاب الفصل ثم and then يجلسون. See? ثم يجلسون and then they sit. And then they sit. ثم يجلسون في أماكنهم. يجلسون is indicative of the طلاب. We don't need to say ثم يجلس الطلاب في أماكنهم. No. ثم يجلسون في أماكنهم. Excellent. The next one. يفتح الطلاب كتبهم. The students open their books. يقرأ الطلاب الدرس. The students read the lesson. Join them together. يفتح الطلاب كتبهم ثم يقرؤون الدرس. ثم يقرؤون الدرس. We adjust that. Not يقرؤ. ثم يقرؤون. And then they read the lesson. Again. يفتح الطلاب كتبهم ثم يقرؤون الدرس. ثم يقرؤون الدرس. جميل. ما شاء الله. Everyone say ربي زدني علما. Oh Allah, increase me in knowledge. آمين. آمين. Number two. يذهب الطلاب إلى الملعب. The students go to the park. Next sentence. يلعب الطلاب كرة القدم. The students play football. Join it up. يذهب الطلاب إلى الملعب ثم يلعبون. And then they play كرة القدم. And then they play football. The next one. يخرج الطلاب من الفصل. The students leave from the classroom. Next sentence. يذهب الطلاب إلى المصلى. The students go to the مصلى. Join it up. يخرج الطلاب من الفصل ثم يذهبون إلى المصلى. ثم يذهبون إلى المصلى. And then they go to the مصلى. Next one. يهنئ المسلمون أصدقاءهم. The Muslims, they wish, they greet their friends. And then the next sentence, يزور المسلمون أقرباءهم. The Muslims, they visit their close family. Join it up. يهنئ المسلمون أصدقاءهم ثم يزورون أقرباءهم ثم يزورون أقرباءهم ثم يزورون أقرباءهم. Or you can just say ويزورون أقرباءهم. The Muslims, they greet their friends and they visit their family. Again, يهنئ المسلمون أصدقاءهم ويزورون أقرباءهم ويزورون أقرباءهم ويزورون أقرباءهم. The next one, يؤدي المسلمون زكاة الفطر. The Muslims, they sort out زكاة الفطر. يخرج المسلمون لصلاة العيد. The Muslims go out for صلاة العيد. Join it up. يؤدي المسلمون زكاة الفطر ويخرجون لصلاة العيد ويخرجون لصلاة العيد ويخرجون لصلاة العيد. And they go out for صلاة العيد. والحمد لله. ما شاء الله تبارك الله. يا عبد الله يا أمة الله. Exercise number 4. What do they state? هنأت. I greeted. I wished well. صديقي. My friend. بزواجه. I greeted. I wished well to my friend due to his marriage. بزواجه. Because of his nikah. He's getting married. نحن هنأنا. We greeted. We wished well. صديقنا. Our friend بزواجه. We all greeted, wished well to our friend because of his marriage. أنا هنأت قريبنا بزواجه. هنأت. I wished well. I greeted. قريبنا. Our close family member. بزواجه. Due to his marriage. هنأنا. We wished well. We greeted. قريبنا. Our close relative. بنجاحه. Due to his being successful. His pass. Maybe it was a test, etc. And he passed. والحمد لله. Then they state here that we need to adjust the previous sentences with the following words. They give us ana, I, akhi, my brother, and then Eid, bi'id al-fitr al-mubarak, due to the Eid al-fitr, the blessed Eid al-fitr, and then nahnu, sadiqun, awdatuhu, his return, and then ana, insha'Allah, jayid. والله تعالى أعلم. I'm not really sure what exactly they require from us with regards to that. Inshallah, you students can work that out. بإذن الله تعالى. Let us move on to 4.3. Inshallah, جيد. املأ الفراغ بكلمة المناسبة من القائمة. Fill in the blanks with the appropriate word. والحمد لله. Number one states, ابني الصغير الصوم. Something. ابني الصغير الصوم. Choose the options there. It seems istata'a, was able. Istata'a ibni as-saghiru, my small son was able to do what? As-sawma, was able to fast. Again, istata'a ibni as-saghiru as-sawma, my small son was able to fast. Number two, something yajuzu somu fi safari? Question mark, he's asking a question. ألا يجوز الصوم في السفر؟ ألا يجوز الصوم في السفر؟ ألا يجوز الصوم في السفر؟ Is fasting not allowed during travel? Number three. لا يصوم المريض. Something يصوم المريض. لا يصوم المريض. The one who is sick, ill, he does not fast. لا يصوم المريض. Number four. اشتريت ملابس جديدة. I bought new clothes. ملابس is in the plural. ملابس is in the plural. That's why the describing word after it treats it as a singular feminine. ملابس جديدة. Feminine. ملابس جديدة. اشتريت ملابس جديدة. اشتريت ملابس جديدة. I bought new clothes. Something للعيد. استعدادا in preparation for عيد. استعدادا للعيد. Excellent. Number five. Something ركن من أركان الإسلام. ركن من أركان الإسلام. الصوم Fasting is a pillar from the pillars of al-Islam. Number 6. Yajuzu an something al-musafiru. Yajuzu an yasuma. Yajuzu an yasuma al-musafiru. It's permissible for the traveler to fast. Jayid. Yajuzu an yasuma al-musafiru. It is permissible for the traveler to fast, insha'Allah. Jayid. Excellent. Walhamdulillah. Number 2. Rattib al-kalimat litukawin min kulli satrin jumlatan mufidatan. Rearrange the words to make a sentence which makes sense. Let's see. Number 1. Yuhanni'ul muslimuna. Excellent. Yuhanni'ul muslimuna. Yuhanni'ul muslimuna. Wayatabadaluna az-ziyarati ba'duhum ba'dan. Excellent. Walhamdulillah. Yuhanni'ul muslimuna. Wayatabadaluna az-ziyarati ba'duhum ba'dan. That the Muslims, they greet one another and they exchange visits to one another. Walhamdulillah. Number 2. يأتي عيد الفطر المبارك. And then في أول يوم من شهر شوال. في أول يوم من شهر شوال. Excellent. Number 3. They give us the words al-eid, fitr, qabla, muslimun, zakah, yu'addi, and salah. Let's see. Yu'addi al-muslimuna zakat al-fitri qabla salat al-eid. Excellent. Walhamdulillah. Yu'addi al-muslimuna zakat al-fitri qabla salat al-eid. Walhamdulillah. Number 3. They give us an example. Dhahabtu ila Nigeria fi shahri Rajab. Dhahabtu ila Nigeria fi shahri Rajab. Wa'udtu fi shahri Sha'bana. Wa'udtu fi shahri Sha'bana. Look at Rajab. Rajab is not a diptote, whereas Sha'ban is a diptote. It cannot take a kasra. Wa'udtu fi shahri Sha'bana, not Sha'bani. Jayid. Now let's see. هذا كتاب حامد وذاك كتاب مروان. See, Marwan is a diptote, will never take a kasra. So technically should be if we had the Muhammad. وذاك كتاب محمد. But because it's Marwan and Marwan is a diptote, it will not take a kasra, will be Marwana. Excellent. So this is the book of Hamid and that's Marwan's book. سلمت على بلال. I gave salams to Bilal. وعثمانة. See, with the fatha, because it's a diptote. Technically, it's in the majrur form. But apparently, it will not, visibly, will not take a kasra. It will take a fatha. أين دفاتر خالد وعدنان. Where's Khalid's notebook and Adnan's? Adnan is a diptote. كانت العطلة في شعبان ورمضان وشوال. وشوال. شوال is not a diptote, but شعبان and رمضان are diptotes. They will not take kasras. أريد أن أسافر إلى الجزائر. أريد أن أسافر إلى الجزائر. I want to travel to Algeria. وتونسي. وَلُبْنَانَ. And Lebanon. Tunis and Lebanon. Then exercise number 4. They give us words. They want us to make some sentences. أَدَاءٌ and فَرِيضَةٌ. أَدَاءُ الصَّوْمِ مِنْ فَرِيضَةِ الْإِسْلَامِ. أَدَاءُ الصَّوْمِ that completing the fast, أَدَاءُ الصَّوْمِ فَرِيضَةٌ مِنَ الْفَرَائِدِ, is an obligation from amongst the obligations. Number 2, زَكَاتٌ and صَلَاةٌ. We can say الزَّكَاةُ وَالصَّلَاةُ مِنْ أَرْكَانِ الْإِسْلَامِ. زَكَاةٌ and صَلَاةٌ from the pillars of Islam. Number 3, يَتَبَادَلُ and الْعِيدُ. يَتَبَادَلُ الْمُسْلِمُونَ الزياراتي في يوم العيد. The Muslims exchange visits on the day of Eid. ألا يجوز الصوم في السفر، ألا يجوز الصوم في السفر؟ ألا يجوز الصوم في السفر؟ Is fasting not permissible during travel? Lastly, كم عيدا للمسلمين؟ كم عيدا للمسلمين؟ كم عيدا للمسلمين؟ والحمد لله ما شاء الله تبارك الله. يا عبد الله يا أمة الله, with that we've completed exercises 4.2 and 4.3 والحمد لله. In our next majlis بإذن الله تعالى, we will move on to lesson 5.1 which relates to Hajj, insha'Allah. Excellent. Walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, ya Amat Allah, before we end off this majlis, let us cover a prophetic hadith, insha'Allah. Our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, upon the authority of Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala an, has stated, La yanzurullahu, Allah does not look. La yanzuru, Allah does not look. يوم القيامة, Allah will not look on the day of judgment, the day of resurrection, Allah will not look. إلى من, to whoever, جر إزاره, whoever جر, جر means to drag. إلى من جر, whoever dragged, إزاره, his إزار, his trousers, بطرًا with pride, with arrogance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not look at the person who dragged his garments in a state of pride. Allahu musta'an. Ya Abdullah, ya Amat Allah, we know that subhanallah, the Sahaba, many of them didn't have enough of clothing to cover their bodies properly. And then you had others who maybe had a lot, and so they wanted to show off with their wealth and their pride and their arrogance. Allahu musta'an. And so they would have their garments drag on the ground. And so it's like them saying to the rest of the Sahaba, did you people don't even have enough to clothe yourself properly, whereas we have enough to even let it drag on the ground. Allahu musta'an. And you see in certain movies, etc., that these people, they have this garment dragging behind them. Allahu musta'an, to show that this is like a sign of opulence and extravagance. لَا يَنْظُرُ اللَّهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ إِلَى مَنْ جَرَّ إِزَارَهُ بَطَرًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not look the look of mercy to the individual who drags his garment due to pride. Allah musta'an. The Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would have his garments above the ankles. And that's the sunnah of our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Another hadith related by Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala an, the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam states that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, hadith Qudsi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has stated, anfiq yabna adam, أنفق يا ابن آدم, that spend, O the son of Adam, أنفق عليك, I will spend on you. Subhanallah. Spend in the path of Allah, spend on the people, help the people, assist the people, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will spend on you. يا ابن آدم, أنفق عليك. You spend and it will be spent upon you. We will spend upon you. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us khair and barakah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the tawfiq, number one, to fulfill and practice the sunnah of our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us brave, because the person who is generous is a brave person. The individual who's a miser is generally a coward. But the one who is generous, he is courageous, he is brave, walhamdulillah. And that's the qualities that we should imbibe within ourselves. We ask Allah to make us courageous, make us brave, make us generous, and make us followers of the sunnah of the Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And lastly, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us an increase in beneficial knowledge and grant us the understanding of the Arabic language. Hayyakumullah, until we meet again. Barakallahu فيكم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.